Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That as part of the Zesty Garden. Jerry Goodspeed is USU's Horticulture Extension Agent, and he's in studio with me. And we're going to talk about common grape hyacinth, or Muscari botrytis.
Let's just call it grape hyacinth.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, these are the little plants that come up in the early spring, and to me, they do smell like grapes.
You get close to them, you get a lot of them together.
They've got this nice smell to them. However, I've never seen them on anyone's don't plant that list. Why is this one here?
Well, because there are a couple of what they call grape hyacinth, and the true grape hyacinth is probably pretty good to plant and does a really good color, but the Muscari is a little bit smaller, and it is normally sold, the way that we see it sold is normally in catalogs as a very cheap filler. And when you buy the cheap filler, look at the scientific name and make sure that it is not a Muscari, because what they will do is they will reseed, and they will invade lawns, and they will invade flower beds. They'll invade a slow Chevy, you know, whatever it is they can get next to, they will start to grow in. And it can become a very noxious weed. It can. So the Muscari is the ones that we're trying to avoid. Wait, wait, don't plant that.
So
the larger grape, what they call purple hyacinth, or the larger hyacinths are fine.
And how much bigger are those than the Muscari?
Usually the Muscari are only about anywhere from 4 to 6 inches tall. They can be a little bit taller, 8 inches, but that's typically what they are. But again, where you will normally find them is a lot of people will buy them from a catalog because they're very inexpensive.
They just get the bulbs?
Uh-huh. You just get the small bulbs, and they're very inexpensive. And you can go, you know, most of the nurseries and garden centers will not sell them, but the place we see them, as I say, is usually the inexpensive catalogs. I don't know what to call them, cheapies or, you know, the people trying to make a buck. I always tell people if you can go to your garden catalog and it offers not only plants, but it offers, I don't know, a swing set, and it offers a shovel, or, you know, and it offers that you can make money back, or a rebate, or a lottery, or anything like that, you probably shouldn't be buying plants from it. And if that plant arrives in an envelope, then you probably really shouldn't be buying plants
from
it.
So we can also turn this into the wait, wait, don't read that, that segment.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to say Michigan Bulb Company. Just avoid it like the plague.
That's one of them.
Hard lesson when you order from a catalog and you get a bunch of stuff, and it's like microscopic. You can't even see it.
As I say, if you receive your tree or your plant in an envelope, just in the mailbox, that's probably not a good sign.
All right, so common grape hyacinth, the regular grape hyacinth is okay. Just look for, don't
Muscari.
Plant the Muscari.
Yep.
And so it spreads by bulb, but more by seed.
Seed, yeah, it'll reseed all over the place, yep. And the bulbs will multiply as well.
And so what if the catalog doesn't tell you if it's Muscari? What do you look for? Things like
I would just avoid it then.
Very adaptable.
Yeah.
Or
grows anywhere.
Naturalizes. Yeah, grows anywhere.
Yeah, that naturalizes is always a scary word. Yeah.
Okay, so avoid common grape hyacinth, especially the Muscari. How do you pronounce this?
That's exactly how you pronounce it. You're good. Muscari. It's one of those, you know, we ought to have a segment that has how do I pronounce Latin names, because it just depends on where you grew up or where you're at or anything like that. So my opinion is however you pronounce it is a proper way.
Okay. Hyacinth, common grape hyacinth. Not to be confused with the regular hyacinths,
yeah,
which
the
are
that you'll get the
like
large,
growing about 8 inches tall.
Yeah, those are beautiful plants.
Those work really well. And that's Jerry Goodspeed's recommendation on today's Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That. Jerry, thanks for coming in.